love it. Only Carole King is real on Rewound Radio.
Hey, here comes another jingle. It's ready to go on Rewound Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go. And let's listen to some jingles that came from or were heard in Louisville, Kentucky. And the reason we're stopping there today is because we got a message from Greg Barnett. And Greg writes to say, really enjoy your show. Thank you. Was wondering if you have any jingles from the Louisville, Kentucky area, specifically WHAS and WAKY. I grew up in southern Indiana and was always listening to Louisville radio. 70s and early 80s hold my fondest memories. Well, and then he also writes to say, and this is rewarding, he says, I never knew what went into making jingles until your show. What great memories they invoke, every bit a part of radio as the music. Well, thanks, Greg, and you have pretty much embodied the whole purpose of these Jingle Time segments is to help us remember some of that. So one of the stations that he asked about was WAKY, Wacky, in Louisville. Now, a few weeks ago, we played some jingles from stations in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I made the comment that New Orleans was one of those few towns where there's three or four different ways you can pronounce it and still be correct, depending on who you ask. The other one is Louisville, and we're going to play several legal IDs from these stations. And notice that there are so many different ways to say the name of the town. But anyway, let's go back to the early 70s when WAKY was using Pam's jingles. And specifically, they had some jingles from the Philadelphia Story Package.
79 WAKY.
And the legal ID, let's see how they sing the name on this one.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
Okay, Louisville, Louisville. Okay, that seemed to work. Well, then after that, Jam started to do the jingles for W-A-K-Y in the mid-70s. And how did we do the legal ID?
W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
Louisville, okay, that's consistent. It'll change, don't worry. But you notice that we were using the same melody, the same logo as the Pam's package because they wanted that consistency. In time, that would change. But they did have some fun jingles.
W-A-K-Y.
I always like it when stations can do something cute with their call letters because they spell a word. And because the word that W-A-K-Y spelled was wacky, meaning kind of fun-loving and crazy, they had a good time with that jingle-wise.
We're all wacky, 79, W-A-K-Y.
And, of course, Mr. Sonovox appeared.
Wacky 79.
And then, of course, they had a little bit of Positron.
Best music, W-A-K-Y.
Now, you'll notice in that package, the logo melody changed. I don't remember exactly why. I think it's because the original Pam's Philadelphia Story melody was kind of hard to fit into some of the WABC-style jingles that Wacky wanted to have. So we gave them a different melody. Now, if you're listening to this little piece about WAKY, there is a very important question that I must pose to you, and that is...
How do you wink at a wacky wacker when you wacky winkers out of whack?
Okay, now play that back a few times and think it over. WAKY was 79 on the dial, 790, and of course in 1979 they felt the need to promote that as their year, and we did it for 30 seconds.
It's now, it's here, 1979. It's our year at WAKY. 79, Wacky Radio. 79, it's gonna be everything you're looking for. Listen to 79 and see. It's now, it's clear, we're the
station of the year. 79 WAKY.
The station of the year, WAKY 79. And I know that some of my friends and fans in the UK will recognize that as a pretty famous BBC Radio 1 jingle, but it was originally done for WAKY, and that was the original version there. Well, we're going to play some jingles from another Louisville station in just a few minutes, but before we leave Wacky, you know, it's time to play a song now, but this is a special song. Now, back when we were playing the Joni Mitchell song, I said, you know, they sort of figured out that if they put radio in the title of the song, or the song was about radio, of course, radio would love to play that song. So there were several examples of that. If you remember, Life Was a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me, and the group who did that actually customized it for various stations. You know, Life Is a Rock, But WLS Rolled Me, or something like that. But there was a lesser-known song that didn't really become a big hit, although it's a perfectly catchy, nice little bouncy song. It was called Radio Loves You, and it was done by a group calling themselves Gadzooks. You may have never heard of this. Now, of course, you know, if you look at the programming manual, How to Have a Successful Radio Station, the very first rule is play unfamiliar music that never made it to the charts that nobody knows. It's right there on page one. The reason I want to play this for you is because when WAKY got a hold of it, they said, well, it would be fun to play this song, but it would be more fun if Jam would customize it so it sounded like the song was about Wacky. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, well, this is one of those record sing-over deals where, you know, we sing in the intro of the song before the real vocal starts and just figure out a way to get the call letters in there. Well, this one is a little more elaborate than that, because the original record had some background girl singers in it already. So we took our girl singers and tried to weave them in and around the existing background singers all the way through the song. And even in the middle of the song, where there's a little instrumental break with a synthesizer, and then we tried to get our synthesizer to play the WAKY logo, the first one. So this is a bit of an unusual thing to hear, but a perfectly nice little song called Radio Loves You.
It's a pleasant summer drive and I drink a beer. And just about dark, it's sundown in the park and the beautiful backseat love affair.
Wacky loves you.
And the radio sings to you.
Radio, radio loves you.
Radio
loves you.
Radio really loves you.
And the leaves are waxing in your mind and it'll get you every time.
Radio
loves you.
Radio
really loves you.
Chin is on the ground from the hassles in your life from day to day. Then you hear your song and you start to sing along as the radio blows all your blues away.
Radio loves you. Radio.
Radio loves
radio
you.
Loves you. Radio.
Radio really loves you.
And the leaves are waxing.
And the leaves are waxing in your mind.
Wound Radio really loves you. That's Gadzooks. I don't know why that didn't really become a hit. It's a nice, simple enough little top 40 kind of song, but that was the special version that we did for WAKY in Louisville. We'll get back to Louisville in a couple of minutes.
John Wolfert.
Okay, just read what's on the card. Stills and Nash, Marrakesh Express. On Rewound Radio, you're with John Wolfert, and it's still jingle time. This is a continuation of the Louisville experience that was requested by Greg Barnett. And we played some wacky jingles, some W-A-K-Y. The other station he asked about was W-H-A-S. And W-H-A-S was a station that had a big, huge signal that could be heard many states away. And because of that, they were kind of a giant, or they thought of themselves as that. But, you know, calling yourself a giant is a little bit intimidating, so they added another word to it.
The Cuddly Giant, 84HAS.
Yes, it's the Cuddly Giant, W-H-A-S. And you're hearing some jingles that Jam did from Dimension 2, which was actually our very first full jingle package. Now, the WHAS version was not the very first thing we did. We did this package, you know, a couple of years before WHAS got it, but the WHAS versions are particularly good. And the Kentuckiana that you're about to hear, just for those of you who may not be local to the area, it's a combination of Kentucky and Indiana, just one of those strange little contractions that radio folks make up.
Kentuckiana, W-H-A-S.
Okay, so back to the incredible mystery of how to pronounce Louisville. Now, on the W-A-K-Y jingles, we said we heard Louisville. What happens on W-H-A-S?
W-H-A-S, Louisville.
Louisville, not Louisville, Louisville. Okay, keep going. It'll get weirder yet. Anyway, let's get back to that whole cuddly giant thing. I think a cuddly giant needs a cuddly jingle, don't you?
Get close to the cuddly giant, W-H-A-S. W-H-A-S.
So that was pretty much the sound of WHAS mid-70s. Let's skip up to mid-80s now, when they were using some jingles from the Nothing But Class package that we originally did for WNBC in New York. Let's see how we did this top of the hour. Well, see, we avoided the whole problem by not singing the city on that one. Oops. Anyway, so again, when it was 1979, that was the year for WAKY to promote themselves as being Station of the Year. WHAS was just up the dial at 84. Guess what happened in 1984? See, we're no longer living in the calendar era where stations can do stuff like that. It's the year of 18. No, that doesn't really work. It's the year of 2018, maybe if you're on shortwave or something. But anyway, one thing that you should know about Louisville, Kentucky is that it is the home of the Kentucky Derby, the famous horse race event that happens every May. And, of course, WHAS covers that very well and did back then. And so they wanted a jingle to talk about that.
The Derby Station, 84 WHAS, Louisville.
Louisville, yeah. Now, that jingle with the little call to the post fanfare trumpet thing at the front of it, you would think that that was actually handmade for WHAS, because who else that was not in Louisville would possibly need a horse racing jingle? Well, guess what, folks? That jingle was actually originally made for BBC Radio 2. Because Radio 2 also covered horse racing results, and the jingle was actually made for them, although it was tailor-made to fit WHAS.
Rewound Radio!
And that's tailor-made to fit you. Ooh, look at that. A clever segue transition. Where does he get this stuff? I don't know. Wherever it is, maybe I should stop going there. We are feeling stronger every day because we are hearing from people like you. Hi to Mike Conrad. Hi to Dave Sharp, Taylor Smith, Duncan Newmarch. We're glad that you're here with us on Rewound Radio.
I do believe in you.